Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave Solomon. Pleasure to be here. We're going to get this show on the road. Much to do, much to play. And this gentleman, I was not exactly sure how time would permit as far as this man's schedule is concerned. He has been very busy. And this is one of those artists, and I just told him in private conversation, since I've been in the Baltimore extended area for the third time, this time around for 10 years, this is one of those artists that continually gets the strong gasp buzz. There's a difference between having buzz like, oh yeah, he's cool, and then there's buzz like, oh, do you know him? Vocalist extraordinaire, 4 octaves, thank you. Linguist, 5, thank you very much. Songwriter, pianist, but wait, multi-instrumentalist. Howard University grad, performer extraordinaire, award winner, please make welcome Kenny Wesley. Woohoo! Kenny!
Hello, how are you, Trish?
You know what? I am much better that I have you on the horn, and that's the truth. How are you?
I'm a little tired. As you know, I've been working really hard lately, and I'm actually in the bed right now, but I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're in the bed right now. Bless your heart, you took some time out to say hello. Thanks, Kenny, for that, because I know that it's not just you, because of your own, I know that you do multiple things in your life, but I know that there are those around you that want you to do even more, and you finally had a point in your life where you said, wait, I got to take a break, didn't you? You have that time right now.
Yeah, you have to do that, and I've always been the person to just say yes to almost everything, and in my elder years, I'm learning to start to say no sometimes.
Well, you have to, because you've got such energy. You know, I have to tell folks that in doing the research on Kenny, there's so much to be said about what other people say about you, Kenny. I couldn't help but notice that one of those heartfelt reviews that I read about you said this in regard to your CD, The Real Thing, from last year. Slam, sweetness, depth, gut punch, soul, and funk, Stevie Wonder in the modern age. That's pretty heavy stuff.
Oh, wow. Who said that?
You know what? That was from, when you see the reviews on different pages, like, for example, from my perspective, Jazz Times or All About Music or whatever the website is or the magazine, some of these folks are true professionals. But the more sincere reviews come from people who have listened to a lot of music. That review came from somebody who wrote it on Amazon in regard to The Real Thing.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
It puts you in perspective, because you certainly fit in with this show, because you're a real hybrid.
I am. Oh.
Yes. And how did that come to be? I mean, here you are. You're born in Hawaii, and I'm taking it that you had very supportive parents who recognized a gift early. So you were on that piano when you were a little one. How did all of this desire and passion and energy surface? What was it when you were little that drove you to think, I want to do this when I'm a bigger guy?
You know, it's funny. In some ways, my parents definitely encouraged my musical development, but they did not encourage me to pursue a career.
Oh!
Yeah, so that's a whole, those are two different things. I have always been musical, always been like a nonstop radio sing. I would sing all day long, all day, all night, and drive everyone crazy. So that was the impetus for them to put me in piano lessons. One of my mentors, who's passed away now, Mary Brown, she was mm-hmm. one of those people that would just see gifts in people and kind of give their parents little nuggets of wisdom. Maybe you should put him in piano lessons. Maybe you should put him in this or that. And she did that for not just me, but our whole community at our church back home in Jacksonville, North Carolina, where I grew up. And from there, it just led to the band and choir and all that other stuff. It was great.
And then, gosh, it seems as though adults knew that there was so much promise on the table as far as you were concerned. And I think, or at least I get that idea that when you went to Howard University, all of it started to gel in a big way, because all of a sudden you were around true like-minded individuals, so greatness sort of attracted greatness. I feel that for you anyway.
You know, it's interesting. I think that was one of the main reasons I wanted to go to Howard, other than I had a cousin that went there, one of my first cousins, who I just looked up to and thought the world of. But I knew that Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, all these really great people went there, and I knew that their professors were still teaching in the music department. So all of my parents, my brother or myself, to get a degree in music, I had decided that I was going to sneak and audition for the music department and try and get a scholarship. And if I got a scholarship, then my parents would allow me to do it. But I chickened out, and I ended up just taking some music classes on the side.
Well, you got to make the right connections, that's for sure, because here you are. I'm not exactly sure when you would say that your career started, but you've had close to a dozen Whammy nominations, Washington Area Music. You've had a song featured on the TV show So You Think You Can Dance. Last year, you were at Montreux Jazz Festival, and man, did they eat you alive in the best way. So, Kenny, you're moseying in the right direction. Wow.
It's all definitely been a walk of faith and just trying different things, whether it be different things musically, different things business-wise, different things country-wise, music scene. I'm definitely not afraid to take a chance, and that's kind of always been, I think, the fabric throughout my life, and learning new languages and picking up different instruments and, you know, moving to D.C., which actually my parents were terrified of, because, you know, I grew up in a very, very small southern town, and they didn't know how to be able to adapt. I studied abroad the summer before I started college. All those are things that were kind of unprecedented in my family. So I've always been kind of the person to just try stuff and see what happens.
Well, it definitely appears. When I listen to you, there is a yearning in your voice. There is a deep curiosity. There is that sweetness. I totally agree with that. And a hopefulness, as well as the flip side of that, that pain is involved in some songs. You're so deep, Kenny, and I appreciate the lightness and the depth of you at the same time. What was it that precipitated the moniker, the Soulful Nerd, next to the name of Kenny Wesley? I love that, by the way.
Thank you. It definitely emanated from that desire to have a way to describe my hybridity. I've never felt like I was a specific genre artist. I always felt that I was a conglomerate of all the different styles of music that I listened to, that I studied, that I grew up on. And it'd be like picking my arm over the rest of my body, being one genre. And I felt the Soulful Nerd kind of described my artistic expression as something that's more complex than just the soul singer that a lot of people expect me to be, to be very frank, because I'm African-American, which is totally unfair. But I felt the need to create that, to, you know, kind of wake people up and shake them up and make them curious to see what Soulful Nerd is all about.
Well, it's so interesting that you would bring up the appearance aspect, because my son is getting ready to do a big deal today, a driving lesson, and we were listening to some of your music this morning. So I said, I'm going to he's 22, and he's totally in tune with what people's intentions are for music. So when he heard your take on a song that we're going to play in just a bit, I said, now, what would you suspect when you hear that voice? What would you think that this person looked like when you heard that voice? And he said, I don't know, but I'm curious. So I showed him your picture, and he went, wow, how cool! So, you know, the element of surprise in you is so fascinating to me. You're multi-layered, and especially when people take into consideration that my perception of you is an anti-bullying activist as well.
Absolutely. In being a hybrid and having multiple interests, it's kind of made me stick out in all the circles I've grew up in throughout my life, but mainly as a child. You know, it's very hard when you don't want to conform with the norms of the people around you and fit in with a particular group. And it caused me to get a very thick skin and to actually further embrace my uniqueness, because it felt weird to want to dress like or sound like or be like someone else to me. It always has. And the older I got, those same people that kind of forced or tried to force me to conform to their way of thinking, they came back and said they always admired me for being an individual. And that really inspired me and kind of pushed me to the next level as far as my confidence. And it's definitely a walking through your insecurities and finding yourself. It's a journey.
And Kenny, I understand that, because to a certain degree I was bullied as a child and into my teenage years, actually. And then my son was diagnosed when he was about 5 or 6 with Asperger's syndrome. So he has been bullied through the years too. So when I heard that about you, you know what? All of a sudden, your music took on more authenticity than ever, because when you have the ring of truth and you sing like you mean it, like you've lived it, it means the whole world, as opposed to somebody who's singing a lyric. You put your heart into it. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And if you look back at that particular post that I posted, I said at the very end, and I still deal with pressure from the industry to conform. When this album came out, I had some conversations with some of my colleagues, and they were not very positive about the direction I was going in. And they were very PC about how they were conveying their thoughts to me, but I could read between the lines. I am a nerd. And I heard that more than once. Even some of the reviews of the album, they weren't the greatest, because they expected me to stay the same, to not change and to try different things. They wanted me to stay in the kind of smooth jazz kind of space. And honestly, I'm an artist. I'm not a genre. So, you know, you can't please really everybody. You only can please yourself.
Wow, I can't imagine anybody wanting you to conform to a smooth jazz genre. Kenny, I'm just going to put it out there. I think that that might be typical thought for the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area because so many have kowtowed to that subcategorization, and they want you to be in the same boat as them. But you've got a bigger boat to steer. You've got a whole lot more happening on that boat. You've got so much energy, you can't be confined. I'm a person who loves that some adhere to a jazz, I don't know, way of life or musicality. But there are some people that are just bursting at the seams with all that they've known, all that they've felt and heard. And you're one of them. I can't even believe somebody would try to box you.
I think it's when people get used to seeing you in a certain way, it's hard for them to see you grow. I'm a young man, and I have a whole career ahead of me. It'd be really silly of me to just stay in one space and not grow or improve or build upon everything that I've already developed.
Well, I completely agree. You must be doing something right because anytime I turn around, matter of fact, you're not only a soulful nerd, as you call yourself, but also a lovable one. Right before the show, I'm having a conversation on Facebook with Micah Chevalier and Geneva Renee about you, and we're all fretting about you, wondering if you're getting enough rest. So you've got love in your corner. I love what you have been able to do in partnership with Geneva. This song with Micah has really taken off, and I can't even imagine what the latter part of 2014 or 2015 will mean. You're doing Blues Alley coming up soon.
Yeah, on next Sunday. I'm really excited about it with Lydia Renee, who's an incredible singer-songwriter. She's in L.A. now, but she's originally from Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what?
She's great.
David P. Stevens, who's going to be here on Hybrid Jazz next hour, he knows Lydia.
Yeah, she knows a lot of people because she's really been on this East Coast circuit for a very long time.
That's awesome. Well, I'm really glad that Blues Alley is focusing on you. It's going to be one of those deals where you have two shows, right? 8 and 10, is that the deal?
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Listen, I'm feeling your vibe, and I want you to rest. And I'm going to let you go, Kenny. I appreciate even the time that we had, but I want you to close your eyes. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the first things that people are going to hear when they hear you do your take of Rock With You. Matthew Schell thinks the world of you. You do know that, right?
And I think the same with him. He's such a great person and a phenomenal producer.
He truly is. Can you give us a little inkling of what's on the horizon musically with you before you go? Is there any little thing you can hint at?
I am working on two projects. I'm working on my full-length project, which will be a lot more vocal-driven and improvisational.
Oh!
And I'm working on a piano vocal EP. It's going to be me doing some of my favorite Beatles songs and some other songs over the years that I've really enjoyed.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be glorious. You really do have a gift. And I'm so glad that you followed your muse and said to yourself, my parents aren't crazy about it, but I'm crazy about the idea of me being in full-time music because you're doing a lot to, Kenny, seriously inspire other people. Do you realize that?
Little by little, I see it, and that gives me enough energy to keep doing it, you know? It's tough sometimes when you're kind of on your own without the support of a label and this big group of people to kind of push forward what you're doing. But when I see those affirmations and the letters from people saying how much they were inspired by a song or by chatting with me or whatever, it lets me know that I'm in the right place and I'm doing the exact thing I was put here to do.
Yes, you really are. And I can't say enough about you. Hopefully I will be seeing you at Blues Alley next Sunday, and more than ready to give you the biggest hug in the world as long as you promise that you're going to rest up.
I do. I promise.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Kenny, so much. You're a doll. I knew that you would be, and I'm grateful for you.
God bless you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kenny Wesley right there. And let us not waste a minute more. I want you to hear this voice while our beautiful new friend here takes a rest. This is from the Matthew Shell Trey Ely Freedom Collection that was out about a year or so ago. And I'm thinking that it might be more than a year now just because of the fact that there has been so much that has happened since Hybrid Jazz has been the show, 2011. This was 2012? That sounds right, because then Matthew had another one that came out last year. Rock With You, the Michael Jackson song, in a whole different way, here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Share that beat, oh, rock with you, girl.
is Hybrid Jazz. A good idea, whoever had the idea to put Micah Chevalier and Kenny Wesley together. I think that Michael Franks would approve 100%, and I know that Veronica Nunn would, that's for sure. When I give my love to you, whew, had to make sure we played two Kenny Wesley flavored tracks because he spent 20 minutes could make him do any more. I heard it in his voice. So did Micah, who's listening to Hybrid Jazz today. Yeah, that song is doing well. Matter of fact, while the song was playing, I thought I'd go to do a little research on here. You can find that song anywhere. Last FM, go to Spotify, Rhapsody.com, Amazon. You can go to Sonic Soul Reviews. You can go to Soul Tracks, where it was one of those featured songs. Yep. You can go to iTunes, CD Baby. No excuse not to purchase that song and support Kenny Wesley and Micah Chevalier. Oh, man, that was such good stuff. And it's funny because Beach is in the chat room today. We didn't expect her because she had other things to do, but she decided to postpone the plans that she had because she wanted to hear the show. So she was telling us that there's a certain way that she prepares her Maui pineapple, eating it in Southern California. So she has some spices that she puts on, and she described it as sweet and salty, which is basically what you just heard. You know, little French. Boy, those five languages came in real handy for Kenny Wesley. And I know that Micah, being a Creole gal, she is intuitive to that particular language as well. So it just flowed. Wasn't that nice? When I give my love to you. Mm. We also heard, gotta fan myself here, Jakeem Joyner. New this year, Evolve, the name of the CD. Love this CD. I didn't know what to expect when listening to it, but I love this CD. Jakeem Joyner has grown so much. He's evolving into this really meat and potatoes sax man. And when you hear a song like that, which is one of my favorite songs recently, Born to Fly, woo, from Evolve, it lends so much renewed credibility to him because he's had a legion of fans, but this is a new chapter for him, and he's touring everywhere. But he's got to be careful because Lola, his wife, is about to pop. Their first child is on the way. She said, are you ready for what she said on Facebook? I love this. She said, I'm feeling it from rooter to tooter. Wow. She is really with child at this point, and she's got a sense of humor about it. Jakeem is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, coming up this weekend. Matter of fact, Saturday night at the Ritz Jazz Theater. It's a jazz jam that they have the first of the month, every month, and they've got some real sweet acts coming up. So I know that he's got a hotline to home because Lola, if she's feeling that way from rooter to tooter, he best be on call. We also heard from Kenny Wesley. So there was two tracks in that three-song set, and this particular track, Rock With You, which is, of course, the Michael Jackson classic, was on the Freedom CD from Trey Ely and Matthew Shell. And they've got a host of folks on here, including Greg Adams. Different kinds of vibes for each of these songs. And Matthew, who has been here a couple of times on the show, can't say enough about him because he is working it like almost no producer I know and making sure everybody's voice is heard, making everybody sound so good. MTS Productions is the name of his group there. Hey, I think we have some time before David P. Stevens comes along at the top of next hour. I wanted to play this track last time, but I didn't. Didn't have time, and I want to make the time because this is the Christine Jensen Jazz Orchestra. Yes. I love a woman at the helm of this, especially one so adept at being a band leader and saxophonist. This is the title track from 2011's Tree Lines on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hope you enjoy this. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Oh, I was deciding there after those two pieces of music whether I would go into a third track, but I think because we've got our guest in here a little bit early, I'm just going to have some fun, that's all. Because there's some music that you're going to hear a little bit different than what you just heard, because that was Kenny Barron from 1995 with the late, great Charlie Hayden on bass. Oh, my. Sail Away from Wanton Spirit, the name of the track. And it's just going to be one of those days where I have to refer to notes or have something ready nearby to make sure that I have my ducks in a row, because my son is going to go off for driving lessons. So bear with me. He's going to leave in about an hour or so. I'm trying to keep it together. Roy Haynes also on that track, Sail Away, a Tom Harrell song that Kenny just takes and loves up. That's what he does when he plays the keyboards. He loves them up. He's going to be playing tonight, Jazz Standard, right? Yes, with Stefan Harris and Jonathan Blake. And a gentleman, I always want to get his name right whenever I say it, Kiyoshi Kitagawa. I saw Kiyoshi and Jonathan with Kenny at the museum in Baltimore a couple of years ago, and it was just a thrill. Amazing. Christine Jensen, Tree Lines from 2011, Montreal-based extraordinary band leader and saxophonist, but from British Columbia. This particular album, Tree Lines, won the Juno Jazz Album of the Year. She is also a composer and arranger, and if you go to the Jazz Times review on Christine's work, you're going to be tripping, because they just cannot say enough about what she does and who she is. Now, I wanted to do this, and I may still, because I'm just itching to do a little something different here, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've got all these David P. Stevens tracks. This is what I want to do. David, I know you're holding, but I want to do this because it's sort of an intro for you here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Check it out.
Welcome to David P. Stevens Jazz. I hope you enjoy it. Please sit back right now with your headphones turned up way loud, very loud, extremely loud, so that you do not miss anything. Here we go.
Something new.
This one's for you, for the girl I thought I saw you. So beautiful,
you're so beautiful, baby.
This one's for you, for the girl I thought I saw you. So beautiful, so beautiful.
Oh, look, I'm not going to lie to you. That is take your clothes music off right there. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. For you, from the forthcoming CD, Mr. Guitar. Woo! Man, I love it when Philly is in the house. My hybrid baby brother from Philadelphia, guitarist, producer, composer, Mad About Town, Ty Ware. You should see the cover of Mr. Guitar, looking real good. David P. Stevens, come on in.
Hey. Hey, Trish, how you doing?
I'm doing real well. Did you hear what I said? That's taking clothes music off, or taking your clothes up. You know what I'm saying? Woo!
I know. I was over here cracking up.
No, listen, and I had to make you wait. I knew that you came in early, but I had to do the headphones intro into For You because that is so cute. You just got so creative on this, didn't you? You did.
Thank you. Yeah, that's funny. I really didn't expect that, so that was really cool.
Well, look, yeah. You know that you're always going to expect the unexpected here. Just like last night, seriously, your music is like having the authentic Philly cheesesteak because you got the base of the bread, and then you got the meat and cheese, which is the soul. And then you got the onions, which is the funk. And if you want to spice it up some, you got some romance.
Yeah, that was a great way to look at it. I said, wow, I should call the next album Philly Cheesesteak.
Hey, there you go. And you know what? You get a sponsorship from Pat's. Because if you get a sponsorship from Pat's, then you'll really be rolling in some dough. Pardon the pun.
There you go. Well, you know what? It's funny because I gave up meat about a year and a half ago now. So I haven't had a Philly cheesesteak since then. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good for you. So what was the impetus for you to give up meat? I'm always curious.
I had gained I had gone up to like 320 pounds, and I was really sick all the time. And just for not, yeah, I couldn't digest it for some reason anymore, and it was just, like, making me sick. My skin color was changing, everything. So one day I had a photo shoot. It was January 5th of last year. I had a photo shoot, and I said, you know what, man? Those pictures came back, and I said, that's me? Oh, heck no. Meet goodbye.
Wow.
Yep. So literally, I went cold turkey on meat and fried foods and all that kind of stuff, all in that day.
Whoa, that's pretty awesome. Cold turkey. Whoa, those pictures must have been radical. Wow.
Oh, Chris, I'm telling you, I thought it was somebody else exercising and doing all that stuff, you know, right then.
So you know what? That's such a good example for your kids to see and to develop on their own because, you know, your kids just dig you so much. You're one of those hands-on dads, and they pay attention to your every move.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. I think the meat thing really gets on their nerves too. I still let them eat meat, but I complain the whole time they're chewing. I'm like, man. You really going to eat that? Oh, my goodness. Wait till you get old and you can't digest it.
My God. Talk about ruining the moment.
I know. And my wife went vegetarian, too, at the same time. So it was really cool.
Oh, good. Oh, see, that you're on the same page. So that must be a little tricky because, you know, you're still serving meat to the kids. Do you think that they're gravitating to a lifestyle that doesn't include it?
They definitely are. What we did, we kept fish. So, you know, they still get the little chewy taste, but they really don't care for it as much. In the beginning, they were, you know, kind of irritated with us as much, you know, a lot more. But now I think they're kind of preferring not to have so much meat.
Well, now, here's the question for you, because you've got a young family, and you and your wife are on the same page as this. So was it challenging to find recipes that would be appealing to everybody?
Yes, and I think I'm more radical than my wife, so she doesn't. I end up just having to cook my own food all the time. Cause, but we did. We tried to find a lot of recipes. We started going to Trader Joe's and doing all those kinds of things. You know, just make it interesting. But
right.
Yeah, I think my wife looks at my food and she's always like, "Okay, kids, we're gonna have something else tonight."
Really?
Yeah.
So are you more of a purist or is she?
No, I don't know about purist, but I don't eat as much starches and I don't, you know, like so much pasta and rice and all that kind of stuff. So I think for me, I'm happy with just some fish and some vegetables and that's it. And, you know, and maybe a little sauce or something. But, you know, she's got to have a lot more substance, beans and all that kind of stuff. So
what do you do for desserts in the house? Oh, this is going to be a good answer.
We became Froyo addicts.
Really?
We go to Trish, I'm trying to tell you, every Friday is like Froyo. It's this place here in Philly called Yogurino. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the Facebook post. I got like a $76 parking ticket because I just had to get out the car and go get it on last Friday.
You are kidding me. You got a $76 ticket. Oh, David.
Yeah. Yeah. I was so angry, but I couldn't even be mad because I was like licking my chops at the same time. So, yeah.
Oh, well, look, you know what? You have to do this, or you may be aware of this. But Ben and Jerry's has a Liz Lemon frozen yogurt, and it's lemon with lavender.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? This is what it's like, and here's this analogy. I don't know what it is about you, but it's just making me think that it's like, you remember drive-ins in Philadelphia, but you may be too young to remember. But for me, having that yogurt is like being at a drive-in with the windows rolled up and making out with somebody. That's how good it is, David, okay?
Okay, I'm going to have to get this lemon yogurt today. As soon as I get on the phone.
Today.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. So, like, are you completely buzzed that it's only a matter of days and then Mr. Guitar is out?
Yes, I can't believe it. It's been a lot more press this time around with this particular album, and a lot more events. And I'm really excited. A lot of interviews, a lot of calls from different places, and this is really I can't be more excited. I can hardly sleep. So
wow.
I'm hoping that on that day, people will really be able to get it. You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and what is it? What is it that you wanted to accomplish? This is always so big for you whenever you have a project. What was your modus operandi as you were going into Mr. Guitar? Because there's been Timeless, The Shed, which is how I got to know you back in, 2008? Mm-hmm. And then there was Epiphany. So with each particular project, there is a stone to build. What was it this time?
I think for me, this time around, I was in a place where I was listening to a lot of dance music, listening to a lot of, R&B and soul, and then also at the same time listening to a lot of hard jazz. And so I wanted to marry the two, still have technical, things that, make jazz listeners listen, but then also make people move, get up and dance and have a good time, have a lot of fun. And that's the space that I was in while creating this particular project.
That's interesting. You were listening to hardcore jazz as well as dance music. That's an interesting combination to consider. And knowing the tracks now, I can hear that. Mm. And you got some pretty fancy folks aboard just as you did on Epiphany, didn't you?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Jeanette Harris, she's just amazing. Gail Johnson, I've been saying for my whole career that I wanted to do something else with Gail. We did something a few years ago for a Christmas album that she did. And wow, what else? We have Andrew New and Jaguar Wright, Elon Trotman. I mean, it was so fun this time around, definitely.
Wow, that's so cool because I'm getting the impression that folks are just gravitating to you now, David. I'm seeing that when you post something, there's a lot more likes from different people. What you have to say is liked by a whole new group of fans.
True. That's true. And,
yes.
And you don't know, that really feels so good. It really, because it's just like, you know, for years and years, I feel like I just worked hard and kept trying, you know, to make things work. And then all of a sudden when it starts to happen, I'm starting to meet new people and new fans and new friends. And it's really exciting for me. I don't know if you can feel my excitement coming through, but I'm really happy right now.
Yes, I can. And here's something else, because I've had to experience this with some artists recently. And, gosh, it's exhausting, David, because I really do feel obliged to make sure that I help artists when I can, but sometimes it goes to ridiculous proportions. Here's what you don't have to do anymore. You don't have to twist anybody's arms to come to an event of yours anymore. You know that? You don't have to do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. That is so true. And it really has made me be a lot more at ease because, yeah, that process in and of itself is so hard, trying to push people to come.
It really is. And that means that you've established yourself. So you know what? You've built up all of this. And here's 2014. This is a new precipice. And you're rising on that precipice. And people are now watching you.
Mm.
So it's really interesting to see, having known you since 2008, and here it is, several years later, I can see all this.
Right. It's really great. I mean, really. And I think even my family, you know, my wife and everybody can feel the excitement and see things moving. So it's really cool right now.
Well, I notice that you're a staple pretty much at Warm Daddy's. So I love that. Love that. And I'm not familiar with the club. I had an occasion to come to Mushaloo, the restaurant. So I saw Warm Daddy's for the first time, and immediately I thought about you. This is going back a few weeks ago. You're there all the time? Yeah. And You're doing something coming up that sounds intriguing called Jazz on the Avenue, which I wanted to ask you about. I love the sound of that.
Oh, Jazz on the Ave is great. That's, let's see, Jeff Bradshaw is going to be there. Carol Riddick's going to be there. It's amazing. And I can't remember all the other artists. I'll be there for, it was at the very last minute, I had an opportunity to get in. So my set is not as long. It might be about a half an hour. But, I mean, even still, I was just honored to be able to be on the set with them. I know they have Mosaic Flow and a couple other artists as well. So it's going to be – they block up Cecil B. Moore Avenue near Temple. And,
really?
And, yeah.
Oh, that's my old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Temple girl. Wow.
Right.
So, wow.
Yeah, that area, and they put up a stage, and, you know, they have a whole festival out there.
That is awesome. Oh, look, you'll be headlining that thing next year.
Uh-oh, okay. That's right. So if y'all are listening, I definitely want to headline Jazz on the Ave. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, look, you know, you'll be headlining, and you know what? Jill Scott will happen to be in town, and she'll want to, like, crash into your party there, which would be awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Mm, I hope this is prophetic. Trish, I really do.
Look, you know what? Jill Scott is going to be, she's got a new level coming up to her because, you know, what's opening this weekend is the James Brown movie, and she's got a pivotal role in that. Did you know that?
I didn't know. I haven't heard too much about it. I've been kind of busy doing a whole bunch of stuff, but I want to see it. My son keeps asking about it.
Oh yeah, the buzz is that this is one of the films of the year, and that there's Oscar talk too. So Jill's got a role in that. She is very sharp. I don't know what she is like personally. I can only imagine that there's, I would love to be a fly on the wall of wherever she is. But she's got her ear on what's happening on the Philly streets. I am sure she knows about you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, I'm a big fan of her, so that would be great if she does know. But
For sure. Well, we had talked about this, David, and I want to make sure that we get to a couple of tunes. And it was real hard to decide on what songs, because they're all, each of them is like this treasure, and there's something for everybody. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. I had an interview last night, and the person asked me to choose a song, and it was so hard because I feel like the album tells a story. So picking one out of it is just, but I think every artist would probably say that. So.
Yeah. Well, there are some artists that have been on the show that have clearly said that they have a favorite now that the project was completed. But with this, so let me ask you, did you have a scenario in mind where I did notice, and of course it makes perfect sense, that headphones, the blurb that we played 39 seconds right before For You, that makes perfect sense. And then you have an interview segment, and that is so doggone cute. That's so different, and it introduces people to you. Where did you get the idea or the inspiration to do that? That's awesome.
I met that comedian. His name is Chase Smith, and he was so funny and classy at the same time. He wasn't, really raunchy or anything, at least whatever I heard. And so we hit it off, and I always said, man, when I ever get a chance, I got to get you to do something on my album. And so he came in, and that was literally on the fly. So when you hear that skit, I'm laughing for real. That's not just like fake laughing. I'm cracking up at the things that he's saying. And you can imagine the outtakes were even funnier, but I couldn't put some of that stuff on there.
So was he the same comedian that you used for the video?
Yes, he was. That's the guy.
Oh, my gosh. That's a hoot.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Oh, and look, got to say here, I saw some acting skills from you, David. I could feel that little acting vibe. Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? I really would love to do some acting. I mean, especially as older, there's some things, I always wanted to. And, I would probably take some lessons so I can get even better. But, that's definitely something I want to do at some point.
Well, let's just say, since you have cut out meat and have buffed up, there is a real good possibility you will be tapped to do some acting.
All right.
Yes.
That's cool.
So the original premise of this was to ask you, did you have something very clear-cut in mind from one track flowing to another? Did you?
Yes, when I wrote it, I was looking at it as a set, like what I would do live. And the ending song with Jaguar Wright, that's something I could see ending off a festival with. And, so in my mind, creating the whole project, that's the flow that was there.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, can we play the Moonwalkin' remix? Because I'm digging that, and I know that you are.
Oh, yes, please do. That's now, if I had to choose a favorite, I would say that's probably my favorite song on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then here we are. David P. Stevens is our guest today on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and this is from the forthcoming CD, Mr. Guitar. It's going to drop on the 5th of August. Moonwalkin' Remix. Check this out. Right there, it's like it is like, honestly, you have so much that affects you in the way of inspiration, and you've got all this David P. Stevens isms inside of you that when those worlds collide, it's like George Benson got together with Wes Montgomery, got together with Larry Carlton, got together with Charlie Christian. And then they created this baby.
Oh, wow. That is a big compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then you've got this energy, and then you can sing. And ladies and gentlemen, I have heard it myself. David P. Stevens can scat. Yes, you can. Man.
Yeah, that's, thank you.
See, you get so flustered by people paying you compliments, don't you?
I do. And you can see my face, doesn't it?
Well, your face doesn't look the same as when you were eating meat, so not to worry.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, tell me some of the inspirations for some of the tunes here, because, look, we played for you at the top, and that's a song that I feel as though I've heard for a while. there's a lot of accessibility to these songs, David, a lot of appeal across the board. Did you realize that?
Yeah.
I mean, when you were, yeah?
I think I did. I think that was kind of one of the things I was thinking about. I wanted to make it so that soulful audience, the people who like the music, Soulchild and Jill Scott and, you know, Eric Roberson, people like that would like the album, but then also the smooth jazz lovers would like it, and also some of the hardcore jazz people would love it. They'd be able to find elements in each, you know, each one of the songs. So that was definitely on my mind during, you know, creating it.
Because, you know, some of these, I mean, I've seen now with The Shed and Epiphany, and then now, and I had the CD, and thank you very much for sending it some days ago so I could get myself acclimated to it. You really have this particular sense of balance in that you are fierce about showing your identity, but you don't want to leave anyone behind. And usually that may create a problem in an artist, because if an artist is not particularly aware or doesn't necessarily believe in all that he or she can do, there's a sense of being afraid of stepping too far out of the boundaries. But you are adamant about the notion that you have to breathe new life into what you have perceived to be, and you have been public about it, some tired-ass jazz.
Yeah, I hope I don't get in trouble for that. But I mean, truthfully, I think that as an artist, it's important to evolve. And
yeah.
I don't like the notion that every time, you know, there's a jazz album or instrumental album, it's supposed to just be backdrop music. It's supposed to be, you know, something where you get your wine, you kick your legs up and you know, and just kind of fall asleep. I don't want to be that kind of artist, and I don't want to be the artist that you just listen to at work. I want you to say, you know, I heard this song at work, and I want to hear it at home, and I want to hear it while I'm working out. Like, you know, I don't want instrumental music to become part of the backdrop. So, but then again, there are also songs that should be. I mean, there's some songs that, you know, can lull you to sleep and can, you know, allow you to relax and enjoy, but there's a place for everything.
Well, yeah, and while we're on that subject, you know, you have created the atmosphere for some songs, and especially, gosh, when Carol Riddick is involved, because she was on The Shed and Epiphany, and you and she have this musical chemistry whereby romance is absolutely heightened. So you know how to take it all the way back and create this quiet storm vibe like almost nobody I know, David. So you're able to do a lot of the emotional forces. You're really blessed that way, because some people try to do it, and they can't. But with you, it seems to come out effortlessly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because Carol, and I guess working with Carol, she kind of brings that out of you too. And she has that whole kind of, you know, sensual vibe. And I think I was telling someone just the other day, I stopped this album about 3 times because I wanted to put Carol on it. And then I was like, oh, I'm afraid to do it because, you know, people will say it's redundant. You know, I've done it twice. So I just kept on going, but I regret it. I wish I would have gotten her on this album as well, because this whole vibe is magnificent. But there's the next one.
Oh, yeah. And she has a relaxed spirit, too. So that's why, having seen you two work together in concert, she is able to relax the moment. And then you just, you know, fall into it. And together, you know the direction that you're going to go. So it's just this back and forth playfulness, and it makes everything so comfortable because the music just comes out And then everybody's kissing in the audience.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That's true. I saw it. Oh, my God. I thought, oh, man, why am I single? This is just nuts. You can't come single to a David P. Stevens show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is the truth, yeah. Honestly. There's just some sort of magic happening. And I know that you're playing in Philly a lot, and I know that you're probably working on some dates elsewhere. I saw an out-of-state date that you were going to play maybe in September or so, North Carolina?
Let's see. October is going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. At the I can't remember off the top of my head. It's a piano
That's
bar.
Okay. Oh,
in,
wow.
Yeah, in Charlotte. But what I've been doing, I've been focusing mainly on trying to get the album done, so I haven't been doing as much traveling or anything. So it's really, administratively, with this particular project, it has been a lot of work, more than I've ever experienced with any of the other albums. So,
really?
I think that, yeah. So this time around, I've been kind of staying close to home and just taking as many home gigs as possible, but now it's time to travel.
Well, you know, now that you've mentioned what you just mentioned, and I won't steer in the direction that would make you scared about this, but with each particular, as was mentioned earlier, stepping stone, now you're at this crossroads where you need to have the help in order to get the word out, because everybody in Philadelphia knows who David P. Stevens is at this point. You've come to D.C. You've come this whole region, Philadelphia, Virginia, D.C., Baltimore. Now you've got to really focus on who can help you elsewhere. You've done your tour. You've played New York at the Iridium. You were on the Cap Jazz Cruise last year. And now you've got to build on all of that momentum. How do you do that, David?
Right. Well, and then actually also, too, the European tour, which was another big milestone.
Yeah.
But we what I'm doing now, I'm looking actually for a solid booking agent that can help me to be able to get beyond just the region. And so that's one of the things right now. And I'm putting together a team, a management team, of individuals, and just kind of beginning to work that team and seeing where that'll take me as well. So,
ooh, that's exciting. This is, ooh.
Yeah, it's cool, and I see things starting to move. It's definitely capitalizing on the momentum of all the things that happened last year is going to be important, because last year was a huge year for me.
Yeah.
So I definitely I want to take that and be able to expound on that. So, you know, hopefully be able to get to some more festivals and some of the bigger clubs as well.
Well, when you were on the Cap Jazz Cruise, how does that work? And the reason I'm asking is because I have become friendly with a name that you will probably get to know, Catherine Gilrain, who does a lot of work. Yeah. In the way of photography, and she's got design elements going on, and she's very front and center. She was there all over the place when the Cap Jazz Festival was happening. So she just told me about the Cap Jazz Cruise for 2015, and apparently they're going to go to Barbados and Martinique, David.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So does one make inroads after you've played a single time at Cap Jazz? Is there any way now that you've played, is there something that any of us can do to make sure that Cliff Hunt knows what an in-demand artist you are?
Well, first, Cliff is great. I just getting the chance to meet him and seeing all the things that he's done with these festivals and cruises. I mean, it's just wonderful. And and he knows that that I'd like to get back on. And there've been a couple people who have mentioned it. So, I mean, I think it's always a good thing if fans will reach out and just say, you know, we'd like to have Dave And not just at Cap Jazz, at all these festivals and all these different places, I get a lot of inboxes saying, you know, when are you going to come to my city? If you could start saying that to some of the promoters, that would really help me out a great deal.
Run that by me again. Say that again so I have that cemented in my head and so people who are listening to the archives will know what you just said. Say that again.
If you want to see me come to your city or any jazz artist come to your city, you have to talk to promoters and start telling them that you want us there. The only way these guys know to bring us is if there's noise, you know, if people
that
are making
right.
noise about it. So, yeah,
squeaky
so
wheel.
I would
yep.
definitely appreciate that.
Yep, that is a big, fat point. And, you know, T and I are going to be moving to Southwest Florida in December. You are aware of that, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
That's great.
So one of the particular courses of action for me, I know that there are some clubs, David, in that region, like Tampa and Clearwater, but we need to make sure that these artists across the board who play jazz and soul, combination thereof, whatever, have a place in Southwest Florida to go. So, you know, the care and feeding of these venues is critical right now.
Mm-hmm.
Warm Daddies. People need to know how much they have to support Warm Daddies because it cannot fly on their own, you know?
Right, right, right.
So when you – go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, and not just Warm Daddies, but support contemporary jazz. Just in and of itself, we don't have enough people coming out to. It's funny, Trish, because people complain, you know, oh, what happened to the contemporary jazz? Never comes to our city. We don't get to see Najee. We don't get to see Gerald Albright. But then these people come and nobody comes to the concert. And I don't know whether it's an advertising thing or what it is. But, you know, and it's like people say all the time, Philadelphia used to have so much contemporary jazz. Well, I mean, the people are still here. The audience is still here, so, you know, I think there's still a big market for it. We just have to support the, you know, the venues.
Well, to be perfectly clear, and you know this to be true, David, when Michael Tazzi was at the smooth jazz station that was terrestrial, things were popping
mm-hmm.
more solidly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There is so much to be said, and I love the idea that I have this show, and I know a lot of people, including yourself, are appreciative. But here's the hardcore truth. If you have a city that doesn't have terrestrial radio playing jazz so that people can hear it all the time, no matter whether it's contemporary or straight ahead or what you want to call it, if you don't have an artist in your ear frequently, do you know
mm-hmm.
what? American society in 2014 is out of sight, out of mind. So
true.
They're not forking over the money as they were. So, you know, we've got to really make a plan. And Catherine and I were talking about this because she would like to see it. And the folks in Florida, there's a promoter, Kim. You know, Kim has been working with you or giving you advice.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
She's mm-hmm. she's right there in Tarpon Springs, which is close to Tampa. And there's also, Shannon West, who's in Jacksonville. There's also Kathy. She's in the Tampa area. Folks in southern Florida, we want to make sure, and so Florida goes, I think, so may the rest of the country, because people have their eyes on Florida so much, not for necessarily good reasons.
mm-hmm.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we can stir up the pot and make people aware how critical it is to support artists like you from wherever they are and give them more forums, then we need to do what we need to do. And with that, David, I'm going to play something else here and I'm going to take a couple of minutes because T has his driver's education teacher outside, and I want to make sure I talk to that person. Yeah. So I want to play one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
So here it is, and I'll let it be a surprise for you on Hybrid Jazz.
Okay.
David P. Stevens is with us.
I wish that we had no war, no fighting. I pray peace for the whole world. I hope that one day people can laugh together, play together, and dance together.
Oh, my gosh, I love that so much.
Thank you.
Oh, David. And it's exactly what I needed to hear because, first of all, I'll just say this as an aside. I just went outside to say hello to the instructor. The instructor looks like Mr. T's brother, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, oh man.
Whoa! And look, I have to say this, and we're going to get back to the music momentarily, but I said, I just want to introduce myself because I'm T's mom. He said, has he been driving? I said, yes, he has, but is anybody ever really ready? And he said, I hope so, because I want to be able to go home this afternoon. Oh, my God. See what you're going to have look forward to when your son and daughter reach that age? Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. I can't even imagine. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
How old are your kids now?
Let's see. My oldest is 10, and my daughter is 6, and my youngest is 5.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, we got a while till they start driving. They drive me crazy, but that doesn't count.
And see, how does this work when you're doing a daytime situation, and you've got this full-time music thing that you're doing as well? You've got a wife who's tremendously supportive, and you've got your kids. You must be really tired at the end of the day.
I am. I'm definitely, and I'm a hands-on father, so I make sure, you know, I give them as much time as possible whenever I'm in town. And, you know, and it's actually a funny thing. My kids, they're so understanding. They understand mommy travels, daddy travels. It's never at the same time. But, well, I won't say never, usually not at the same time, but we have a lot of family members who are really supportive of us and, you know, both sets of grandparents and, you know, brothers and sisters, everybody. So everybody kind of chips in to help support. And it's really, man, I can't thank them enough. But,
that's so wonderful.
And the kids, they're so understanding. They really are. You know, I have to thank them publicly just for how much they really, you know, support me.
That's truly awesome, and I really do think the world of your dad. Please brag on your dad a little bit because he's done so much for so many. He really has.
Yeah, my dad is 75 years old. He's still pastoring. So I talk to him every week like he's, you know, one of my peers. We talk on the phone couple times a week. Hey, Dad, what you think about this? And, you know, he's so wise. He always gives me great advice. He's good to make me laugh and, you know, and vice versa. So we have a good time. But he's definitely still touching lives. He's got a great marriage ministry, and he's really teaching couples how to love, fall in love with each other again. So, you know, my dad is great, yeah.
And how long have
now,
you
mom
been
and dad.
How long have they been married, David?
50 years.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep, 50 years, and they're still in love, like almost sickening, like how like me and my wife or, you know, a younger couple, they're the same. Same.
Oh, God.
And you know what's funny, Trish? Growing up with them, I never really heard them argue. I never really heard them yell at each other or disrespect each other or anything like that. They've always been the same, and that's, you know, always been an encouragement for me and my marriage.
Oh, my gosh. That's just really, really amazing. I don't even know if I have any words to articulate that. Phew. Because
yeah,
how many
example.
How many folks do we know that can say that?
Yeah, this day and age, definitely, that's definitely amazing for, you know, this time that we live in.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And you know, this is another reason why you are so special, because your dad and mom have imbued in you something that is priceless for a lifetime. Your deep core of spirituality is so intact that no matter where you go in this business, that won't waver. I love that.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, that's your dad must be really, really proud of you. Woo, man! 50 years. I gotta wrap my head around that.
Yeah, no, 50 years. Yeah, and they're doing it, and they're, you know, still strong. So that's a blessing. That just gives me more to look forward to.
And see, this is an offshoot of what you just said about them. You don't remember them ever arguing. What they have also taught you is this intrinsic sense of loyalty. So that shows and manifests itself in the kinds of relationships that you have been able to form in this music business.
True.
People believe in you because you put value on the friendship that you have with folks. Giving it to
very
you
true.
straight.
That's very true.
You're one of a kind, and that's why all this beautiful success is coming to you, because you have a generosity, and you know what's important. You've got your priorities straight, so... God is smiling on you.
Thank you. I appreciate
You're welcome.
That, definitely.
Yep, yep. And you still make music that people want to take their clothes off to at the same time. So.
Well, that's cool.
It is. It is.
Oh,
you've
wow.
got all of that handled. Oh, my God.
You make stripping songs.
Say that again?
Oh, wow. No, I said, you said David P. Stevens makes stripping songs.
Oh, no. No, we want to clean that up a little bit. yeah. We'll find a different way to say it so that Mama and Daddy can continue to be proud.
Right. No, that's so funny.
Well, I know the hour has flown by, doesn't it always?
Definitely.
Seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I enjoy interviewing with you. You're the greatest, Trish.
Well, thank you, and so are you. It's just a comfort zone. I mean, every time I hear you, I'm on Cottman Avenue. I'm getting a soft pretzel off a corner. Back at Bishop McDevitt High School in Wincoat, every time you open your mouth, I'm hearing Philadelphia. So,
wow.
God,
that's
it's
cool.
Good. It is. And, you know, that means a lot to folks who are born and raised in Philly, because there are so many of us who don't live there anymore. And you really are like a taste of home. So always... make sure you raise that banner high, because that's part of the David P. Stevens identity, Philadelphia. Yeah.
Okay. I will definitely do that. Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I went to school not too far from McDevitt. I went to Cheltenham High School.
Yes, you did. And that's the same school where the Brecker brothers went and where Jeff Lorber went. So...
Yeah,
it's like,
Andy Snitzer, I think, went there.
Yes. Yes, he did. So whatever Cheltenham is doing, man, they're belching them out, aren't they? Man.
Sure.
What was the curriculum like there? I mean, they didn't have any music curriculum there, did they? Or am I wrong?
No, I think they did have a jazz band. Yeah, they did have a jazz band. I wasn't a part of that, though. I was doing a lot of stuff outside of school, playing different jazz bands and choirs and stuff like that. So I never played in the school band.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had Vel Lewis on the show, and those roots are deep in Philadelphia. I mean, he's old school, way older than you are, and he's like this keyboard wizard. So this is what happened to him while he was going to Overbrook High School. This is what happened to him. He was a teenager and he was so good that they would call him out of class so that he could play on a live jazz show, I think, on WCAU.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was crazy. Yeah. So, you know, that's why you got to wear that banner high with Philly, because it's such a deep music town. And there are there's so much greatness that comes from our hometown. When you say that name, it's like people immediately go, oh, Philly, oh. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I'm rambling at this point because I don't want you to go, but I know you have to.
I'm enjoying it, Trish. And you're right, too. I definitely will wear that banner. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't even ask you about specific songs, but this one needs to. And you've said a lot about the different tunes and where you're coming from with them, but I really am just enjoying No Greater Love a lot.
Mm. Yeah. That's a very personal song for me. It's just talking about my relationship with God, and it's just talking about how sometimes we just tend to ask so much of God. Whenever we pray, it's like, Lord, can you do this for me? I need you to do this for me. Like he's an ATM machine, and we don't stop to actually, thank him and wait to hear what he's going to say next. And so that to me was what was the reason for this particular song.
Mm. Wow, that's a lot of food for thought. That's beautiful. Well, you're going to do wonderfully, and I'll make sure to play these tracks and wear that particular emblem of that day. August the 5th has a couple of different meanings for us, and won't go into that. But August the 5th is when Mr. Guitar is going to drop, so everybody on Facebook and Twitter will know that, because you're my hybrid baby brother, David.
All right. All right. Thank you. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll always be really special, because the vibe you have is not like anybody else's vibe. That's for sure.
Definitely, I definitely appreciate that. I mean, seriously. And you know how tough it is to forge some relationships and everything in this business. So, I mean, it's important to me to always, build good relationships. So this is, I really appreciate you saying that.
Oh, yeah. And I know how much that means to you. But it's just going to be a no-brainer in the days and weeks to come with this renewed success that you'll have with Mr. Guitar. People are going to stand up and take notice, not only because of the artistry that you have, but because of the man that you are. So.
Wow. Thank
yep.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, baby.
All right. Oh, wow, this has been great. Seriously. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, well, we appreciate you. We've got Matt and Beach and Griselda in the chat room, and Geneva, Renee, and Micah Chevalier are listening at their separate places of work. I shouldn't even be saying that, maybe because they're not supposed to be listening. But a lot of people float back and forth when they hear the live show, and a lot of folks will be listening in the archive. So we're close to 110,000 listens. So there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy, isn't
that's
it?
Great. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to all stick together so that we can keep one another ascending higher.
Right.
And that's it.
That's all right,
David. Time to play this song, and I'll see you down the road, maybe in Philly, before we leave in December.
Okay. That sounds great.
Okay.
That sounds great.
All right.
Yes, thanks again. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to the next time.
All right. We'll always have a next time. Florida, Baltimore, wherever I am, you got a home.
All right.
All right, David. Say, Say hello to your beautiful wife and your children for me.
Sure will.
All right. See
all
you.
Right. See you later.
Bye-bye. David P. Stevens, let's play this song. Man, I need to hear this song right now because T is on the road with Mr. T. It's T and Mr. T on the road. Woo! Keep saying those prayers. No greater love from the forthcoming Mr. Guitar.
For the life of me, I just don't see how you never grow tired of me. It's always about me, but you still listen. Sometimes I'm yelling, you're so forgiving. There's no greater love than this. No.
Thank you. forth, she said, with words that had wings of feeling deep within. The heart of a soldier softened by, of all things, a truth he knew would carry him. All my dreams have known the month of August. Living seems to make the fable true. All our thoughts and deeds have come from August, and I wouldn't make it on without you. Summer wind, a life filled with love, the youngest child of three. Soon as the years would tell, then like turned to love, his precious friend and wife to be. All my dreams have known the month of August. Living seems to make the fable true. All our thoughts and deeds have come from August, and I wouldn't make it home without you.
Prince's Fraction of Infinity CD that came out, 2007. One of my favorite CDs, no joke. Mark Prince was turned, I got turned on to Mark Prince through Daoud Said, who does the introductory music for Hybrid Jazz, and turns out they were frat brothers. So he actually handed me a copy that he had copied. He said, you need to hear this music. Mark is a drummer, and he works all the time. As a matter of fact, any time that somebody rolls into the D.C. area in particular of any note, the first drummer that they call is Mark Prince. He's just so adept and so inclined to get you, because he really likes people so much. His artistry is significant. He surrounds himself with terrific people, including Gino Young, who you just heard. That song was August for Karen. That's Mark's wife. And the song is so beautiful. And here we are on the precipice of August tomorrow. On the album, former Hybrid Jazz guests Michael Bowie, Federico Gonzalez Pena, also Alvin White on guitar, David Merlin Jones on soprano sax, Greg Boyer, who was part of the Rhonda and Butch Coleman album, just amazing on trombone, DeAndre Schaefer on trumpet and flugelhorn, and David J. White on saxes and flutes. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Something like David P. Stevens for everybody on this CD. Just immersed in jazz and classical. That's what Mark hears in his head. And these rhythms that seem to come from somewhere else, from a different stratosphere. He's very spiritually inclined, so that helps significantly. David Sanborn and Closer, the name of the album from several years ago now, Another Place, Another Time. He's got a new album out called Enjoy the View, and I'm sure that he'll be doing some of those tracks at the Newport Jazz Festival this weekend. He'll be with Baltimore-based Warren Wolf, and he'll also be with somebody who's coming up, especially for my friend Beach, this hour, and that would be the amazing organist, Hammond B3 master, Joey DeFrancesco. Oh, yeah. So, David Sanborn had a birthday yesterday, and he was 69. It's just amazing to see that somebody who was so sick as a child with polio not only survives but thrives. How many decades has David Sanborn been in the business? Oh, my God. I wish that we could have said the same about Wes Montgomery, but I'll tell you what, in the short time that he was with us, relatively speaking, he packed a lot of music into that time, didn't he? Wes Montgomery, I had to play him because we had David P. Stevens on the show. And that track that we heard from David, one of those tracks that will just slay you if you're in the right frame of mind to hear it. And Mr. Guitar is going to be so monumental for him. Wait till you hear all of it. You're just going to be stunned. He's showing us a new chapter every time he turns out work. All right, let's see. Let's go back to 1965. From Smokin' at the Half Note, Wes Montgomery, and 4 on 6. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. Something. the chat room collectively is getting very emotional about this song, as we knew we would, because that's a powerful song done by Geneva Renee, Press On, from her beautiful Wonder album. You know, when Geneva was on the show, she was with Anita King and Micah Chevalier, and variations on a theme therein. Micah's been on the show, Geneva's been on the show, Anita's been on the show, sometimes together. The story about Geneva's mom unfolded and how amazingly self-sacrificial she was and how courageous she was to basically say to her daughter, Mom was not well, but she said, I don't want you to not pursue your dreams so that you can give up for me. Not your job. My job was to give up for you. I want you to achieve your goals. So that was the inspiration for Press On. Now you know why we've got three women in the chat room here who are going, no, no, stop, stop. Yes, we understand. Kenny Wesley was part of the Beautiful Wonder CD, by the way, and Kenny was with us earlier in the show. Geneva, you need to know, is going to be at the Orioles-Angels game tonight to sing the Star Spangled Banner. Woo! Yes, she is. And then she's going to be at Blues Alley on the 27th. She will follow her friend, Kenny Wesley. He's going to be there next Sunday. Geneva's going to be there on the 27th. Whoa. And she's going to have a contest, by the way. I wanted to make mention of this. She's going to do something cool. If you come to the game tonight and videotape her doing the song, you're in the running for two tickets to the Blues Alley show. And if you're going to be creative about it and can't get to the game tonight, if you listen to, it's going to be over WBAL, the radio station, if you're able to tape her doing the Star Spangled Banner, you'll still be in the running for those tickets. She's good. Oh, my. Whew. We heard. What did we hear? Oh, yeah, kind of makes you go kaflumped when you hear a song like that. We heard Joey DeFrancesco and Human Nature, and that was from the CD that was back in 2010. Michael had passed in 2009, of course, and the name of the CD, just in case you want to get this tribute to Michael, it's Never Can Say Goodbye, the Music of Michael Jackson. So, yeah, and Joey's going to be with David Sanborn this weekend at the Newport Jazz Festival. Man, that's an exhilarating ride, having been there once. Woo! One of the hottest jazz festivals ever, no joke. So if you can find your way to there, I don't know about the tickets, and it's an open-air thing anyway, so I don't think that they're sold out, but Annette Cohen is going to be there, and they'll have this big anniversary of the Newport Jazz Festival, so a lot more folks will show up to this one than they have in previous years. Awesome. And we heard Wes Montgomery. I'm trying to keep it together because T is on the road. So, look, Wes Montgomery, the original LP, as a matter of fact, 1965, 4-on-6. I say that because there have been a couple of variations on a theme, at least two since that original was done. One of the tracks is longer, but the track that you heard was like 6 minutes and 15 seconds. Recorded live in June, 65, and that was at the Half Note in New York, and then other tracks were recorded in September, and it was released as this beautiful conglomeration with the Wynton Kelly Trio, the same one that was with Miles Davis from 1959 to 1963, Paul Chambers, Jimmy Cobb, and Wynton, of course, on piano, and Wes doing his guitar thing. So beautiful. Woo! All right, couple of tracks to go. I definitely want to play this. Alex Snydman was with us the other day. He will be at 49 West in Annapolis, Maryland tonight and then he will be at Twins Jazz Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I wanted to play this just awesome track from Fortunate Action. This is called Enjoy on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you.
visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces, with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so
Good stuff. Oh, Lord. Kevin Whalen. Now, you know I love me some Kevin Whalen. Oh, if you don't know, let me just tell you, I do. Kevin Whalen with his brother, Kirk Whalen there from Kirk's Romance Language. And that was a couple of years ago. I'm trying to find my place here. Man, just all beside myself. Woo! Kevin, by the way, is a new minister. Have you heard that? Yeah, he is. So now he joins Brother Kirk, both ministers. That was Lush Life from Romance Language. Just to give you a heads up about Kevin, he's going to be at a wonderful jazz festival called Litchfield Jazz in Connecticut on the 9th. And listen, I'm just going to tell you this because it's just so weird to conceive of this. Kirk is going to start his Gospel According to Jazz Christmas tour in November on the 21st. I hate to even talk about Christmas, but there it is. We also heard Alex Snydman from Fortunate Action Enjoy. Alex will be at 49 West in Annapolis, Twins Jazz, for the next few days. Don't be shy about ever letting me know what's going on. Christian DeMasones has his Big New York and the Smooth Jazz All-Stars happening this Saturday. Rob Malatek, Eddie Backus Jr., Willie Bradley, Elliot Levine. It's going to be hot. Coming up in the month of August, get ready for all of the acts. You'll see who on Facebook this very day when T walks in the door, and I know he's okay. Thank you, Beach and Griselda, Micah and Geneva, and Matt Williams, and all the folks who have been floating back and forth today, Kenny Wesley, and of course, David P. Stevens, right here in Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe, please. We'll see you on Tuesday on Hybrid Jazz.